In today's Mishnah, from the 5th and 6th Mishnah, from the 8th Parak Masechta Eruot, the Mishnah begins. Heid Rabbi Akiva Mishum Nechemiah Ish Beit Dli. The Rabbi Akiva testified in the name of Nechemiah Ish Beit Dli, She Misiyina Tisha Alpi Edechad, that one can allow a woman to marry somebody else, based on a single witness testimony that came from, say, overseas, saying that the husband had passed away. Now, this particular law we learned in the beginning of the 6th Parak. So why is it relevant here? That is because of a particular incident. Kati cites an incident that happened that's listed in the beginning of Masechta Yavamot, where Rabbi Akiva, who's the subject of this Mishnah, he testified in the name of Nechemiah Ish Beit Dli, that he said when he went to Naharda, he saw Nechemiah Ish Beit Dli there, and Nechemiah Ish Beit Dli questioned him. He says, I heard in Eretz Israel they don't allow a woman to get married based on a single witness testimony. The only person who does is Rabbi and Bava. And when Rabbi Akiva said that that's indeed the case, then it's here that Nechemiah, Ish Beit Dli, said to him, go back to Israel and tell them that I have a tradition from Rabban Gamliel Hazaken that one can allow a woman to marry based on a single witness testimony. Ukesha Bati, meaning when Rabbi Kiva came, he gave her the testimony, he said it before Rabban Gamliel, meaning the grandson of Rabban Gamliel Hazaken. And Rabbi Gamliel was very happy that now that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had a chaver, I mean he had somebody else who was backing him up who also testified. So we've got this double testimony that what we saw in the beginning of the 6th Perek and now in the middle of the 8th Perek regarding this particular law. Let's continue. He'ed Rabbi Yehoshua al Atzamot, shenimtza bedir ha'etzim. The Rabbi Akiva testified when it was an incident in the Lishchat Eitzim. This is the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the Ezrat Nashim, one of the side chambers, there are four there, that was the Dir Eitzim, where they stored the wood. Amruchem milaket etzem etzim, they could simply take one bone out at a time. Va'kol tahor, and they don't have to worry about any other sveikot in this area that perhaps other people came into contact with it and spread the tumor around the Beis HaMikdash. Why is this important? Because this relates to what we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, that the Ezras Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash has a status of Rishut HaRabim, public domain. And as we learned yesterday, any Safik Tum Rishut HaRabim, if you've got a doubt regarding Tum in the public domain, it is ruled as being Tahor. Let's now learn the 6th Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Amar Abeliezer, Shamati Kishu Bonim Habahichel. I heard that they were building the second Beis HaMikdash. This is in the time of Ezra. What did they do? They said, Osim Klaim Lahichel. Prior to the construction, they put up these curtains around the Heichal, that's where the Kodesh Kodashim is, of the Klau La'azara, and they also put curtains around the courtyard. Ella, what was the difference? Sheba Heichal Bonuim Bachutz, the curtains were on the inside of the construction, so as they're constructing the Heichal, they cannot see the inside, where the Kodashim, etc. Or Ba'azara Bonim Bibifnim, but the curtains that were placed up around the entire courtyard, they were building now on the inside of it. Now, the Gemara questions the necessity of this Eidot. Did it have a halachic significance? This is in Masechta Megillah, if you're learning the Gemara. The conclusion was, no, he was just provided testimony exactly what they did, and they constructed this curtain simply for tsniut ba'alma, meaning the people would not gaze into the makom, the location where the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim are, while they were doing the construction. So Amar Rabbi Yehoshua testified, Shemati, Shemakrivim, I heard that we can offer korbanot in the Beis HaMikdash, afal pi she'ein bayit, despite the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. V'ochlim in the Kohanim would be able to eat the kodshei kodshim where the Azara was, afal pi, despite the fact there are no walls of the Azara in the temple courtyard anymore. Similarly, that one could eat kodshei kalin, say a korban shlamim, where the people who bring it can eat from the parts of the korban, or maaser sheni, the second tithe, you can eat in Yerushalayim, afal pi she'ein chamo, despite the fact there's no wall around Yerushalayim. Why? She'kdusha rishona Kichelashata v'kichelatidavo. We're talking about the kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. We're saying that kedusha in the time of Shlomo Melech, it was sanctified not just for that moment, but forever. Therefore, the kedusha of that place endured, and that is why, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, one could still either korbanot or parts of korbanot or maaser sheni in those locations that required one to eat in those locations because the kedusha still remained. Those are Mishnah today.